Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Another way. Huh. Would you look at that? When Matthew writes that the Magi from the east who came and worshiped Jesus departed by another way, it doesn't mean that they took I-40 east back instead of the nearby camel-only lanes. They went home by another way, that is, by the one who is the way. It's not just that they took a detour back home or set their Google Maps to follow a different route. Rather, they left as those who had been shown and given a whole different and new way to go. The way of Jesus, the Christ child and Savior. When the wise men worshiped Christ, they departed by another way, and that way is Jesus. So, what about us? I mean, like every Sunday morning here. Here we are in this sanctuary to worship Christ. Do you and I then leave by another way, the Christ way? Or is it the same old trip back to King Herod? Back to the same habits, back to the same old ways, the same old, same old, same old. Now don't misunderstand me when I say that Jesus is the way and that we ought to leave these doors after worship by His way. I don't mean that our lives are suddenly magically all fixed up and we have no more problems or suffering, we stop sinning. When I say the way of Christ, I mean the way of the gospel, repentance and faith, turning from our sins because we know they will damn us apart from Jesus, turning our trust to the Christ who's taken away our sins. To be sure, the way of Jesus is a way the world doesn't know, doesn't get. The world thinks that when you step inside these walls, it's to get a pep talk for living the right way so you can impress God and get somewhere in your life. And maybe that's what the wise men thought too, schooled in their planet watching and their strange Eastern religions. You do good and you get on God's good side. But they learned differently when they learned the Holy Scriptures and when they saw that their king was not some mighty prince, but a poor little baby in a tiny little town. That is the way of Christ, the way of a king who is a baby, of a sinless lamb who gets baptized with a bunch of sinners. The way of a perfect man who is condemned as if he's a criminal. A creator who takes on flesh to be right with his creation. A Lord who suffers himself to be slapped around. A king who wears a crown of thorns. A God who hates sin and yet covers himself in it to die on a cross and wash it all away. That's the way of Jesus, the way of the cross. That's the way of the gospel, the way of life. The old way, the way of sin and hell and death, is the way of King Herod. Herod was a sneaky old fox who thought he could get the wise men to find Jesus and then he'd go kill him. Well, sure enough, Satan in our lives, very much like King Herod, he wants us to go and see Jesus so that through us, he can kill Jesus all over again by getting us to reject what God wants so much to give us in his Son. Satan wants us to think little of Jesus, to pay no attention to his rescuing word, to just run, be free from his saving and shepherding care. Knowing just how fierce our evil enemy is and how utterly weak we are, the Lord warns us. You know what? That happens every Sunday. You come here. We hear again the word of Christ. And when we hear that word, we are put into his way of the lonely manger bed, into the way of his cross for us and the way of his tomb for us. And by his Holy Spirit, you and I are warned, just like those wise men. When God brought the wise men to receive his gift of Jesus, he didn't let them leave clueless. He warned them in a dream about going back the old way, the Herod way. Well, folks, that warning goes out again today. And again and again. As you and I hear God's word and gather ourselves around Jesus, putting his spirit into us, the Lord warns us not to go out those doors, back to King Herod, back to the devil, back to the old habits and the old pride. The old year is gone. It's not coming back. None of it. Leave it there. The Lord has. In Jesus, his beloved Son, Almighty God gives you a whole new way of life. And my friend, it is not the way of grudges or anger or arrogance. It is the way of forgiveness and life and salvation. To be sure, the birth of Jesus is not good news to everybody. To King Herod, it was rotten news. He figured someone was coming to take his place and can't have that, even if it means killing all the baby boys in Bethlehem to stop it. For Satan, the birth of Jesus is not good news. He thinks somebody's coming to take his place in your life and in mine. He can't have that. The devil doesn't want us following Jesus, but rather following him. So even now, prowling lion that he is, even now he tries every trick in the book to ruin the life that we have in Jesus, to get us to simply turn our heads, our hearts, our back on him, and to reject his promises and his love. But the Lord does not leave us defenseless. Just as he warned those magi in a dream to return another way, so God holds the cross and the Christ before our eyes. God's word shines like a bright star leading us. And I will tell you this, mark this word, the star always stops right over Jesus. It always leads to Jesus so that no matter what we face, we may hear the voice of the one who is indeed our good shepherd and may then follow him. His way is safe and it's secure. His way is life and salvation, and that forever. The wise men worshiped Jesus. We like to think that their worship was that they brought Jesus presents. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, not too shabby. We suppose that it's worship when we show up here and bring the Lord things, like our prayers and our praises and our offerings. Truth is, though, that the worship of the wise men isn't that they gave something to Jesus. It's that they received something from Jesus. The true worship of the wise men was to hear the good news that the God of Israel was the God of all people, not just the Jews. That the God who promised to come in the flesh comes for all people, even sinful, star-seeking, Gentile, astrologer, wise men. And that's our worship too. Not that we have stuff to give to Jesus. Indeed we do. I mean, we do. And we ought to bring the very best of our gifts for the Lord rather than just those, you know, those last minute leftovers. Oh yeah, honey, did you get the offering envelope? But brothers and sisters, that's not what saves us. What saves us is what the Lord gives us here. Himself. A new name in holy baptism. Robe of righteousness. His death and resurrection. A lordly pardon for our sins in the absolution word of forgiveness. A verdict of not guilty. Holy food in his supper. His own body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. The reason the wise men went home another way is not that they learned who the right guy was to whom they ought to give presents. No, they went home another way because they were turned from their old way, the way of sin and death, to the one who is the way, and by the way, truth and life as well. When you go out that door, The reason you have another way is not that you have learned how to do some religious stuff aimed at the right God. Your another way is that you have been forgiven of all your sins against God and neighbor and put into the life and faith and way of Jesus, who came for all people, for wise men and for you. Being warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, the wise men departed another way. You have seen his star and have come to worship him. Now, with the Magi, you too depart in peace by another way. You know the way. After all, it's Epiphany we celebrate today. You've been shown the way. In fact, better than that, you've been given it. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in him who is the way. Amen.